Hi, my name is Wendy Campbell, and I'm an RN and also a national marketing director. And this is kind of a generic welcome call to you, but just know that down the road, I can't wait to have a personal conversation with you and hear all about you and why you got excited about Juice Plus and why you're thinking about sharing Juice Plus with other people and what your dreams and hopes are. I just can't wait to get to know you. My story began about 20 years ago. A neighbor shared Juice Plus with me, but now have compassion for me when I share this. We didn't know about the relationship between nutrition and disease, or that whole concept was very new. The media wasn't really telling our story at that time. And also, we did not have the research on Juice Plus at that time. We had a concept, fruits and vegetables in a capsule. So when I first heard about it, I kind of went, oh no, what are they going to think of next? Fruits and vegetables in a capsule. And we didn't have any tools. We just had one brochure. We didn't have a computer. We didn't have videos or CDs or DVDs or YouTubes or medical healthcare professionals speaking around the country. So it really was brand new. And though what this neighbor did is she gave me a Newsweek article from April of 94. It had come out the previous month that I got started. And you guys, I have to tell you, as a registered nurse, I'm reading this and I'm going, you've got to be kidding me. They were talking about the controversy over fragmented megadosed vitamin pills. And yet we had been told to take vitamin pills, right? And yet they were discounting that. They talked about phytochemicals, plant chemicals. That was the first time I heard that term. Literally, indolecarbonols and sulforaphanes, for instance, in broccoli, they go right to a breast cancer receptor site and blocked it. I mean, this was so amazing to me. It actually sent me to the library because, again, we weren't even on the web then. And then I got even more frustrated because there was very little written, again, on the relationship between nutrition and disease. But what was there was pretty profound. And I also learned that statistically we weren't eating fruits and vegetables as a country, and also what we were eating was very deficient. I was reading snippets that there was literally up to 85% less nutrition per piece of produce that we were putting in our mouths today, and that was creating a health crisis in America. In other words, the lack of good nutrition was creating this health crisis. And I looked around and I went, oh my gosh, they're absolutely right. Because being an older nurse, I was actually 43 years old at that time, and my kids were 6, 10, and 11. My husband was pretty high corporate, actually, so I was in a beautiful state where I did not have to go out and get a job. But of course, I'm a nurse, right? So what happened was when I started learning all of this, I took a look around and recognized that kids were getting diseases that when I was a young nurse in the early 70s, only old people got. As a matter of fact, I was supervisor of a clinic in Hawaii for the mid 70s to early 80s. And I can tell you guys that I did not have any child that I took care of that had diabetes, and yet it's epidemic today. I only took care of one child with cancer, and in those days, and now there are whole hospitals that are geared for nothing but pediatric cancer. So literally a ministry began, because as I started sharing with the people that I knew what I was learning, you know, just as you always do in life, you're talking with people and you're asking questions about what's going on with them, and then they're going to eventually say, well, what have you been doing? And I'd say, well, I've been studying up on nutrition and specifically fruits and vegetables. And they'd go, really? Why? And I'd say, well, this neighbor shared this Juice Plus and I wasn't even taking it, but I had been doing all of this discovery and I was getting more excited. So all of my friends were saying, well, then if statistically we're not eating fruits and vegetables and what we're eating is deficient and people are getting sicker, then maybe we need to take a deeper look at the Juice Plus. And I did. And once I did, we as a family went on Juice Plus. And what happened was over a period of time, not that long, we actually noticed changes. You know, for instance, my husband had irritable bowel syndrome and from the Vietnam War, because remember, we're old. If I was 43 then, I'm now 63, okay? So I'm an old nurse now. But the fact is that we noticed that he wasn't getting his irritable bowel syndrome as much. I had broken both of my thumbs in a snow ski accident when I was about 35, I don't know. And they never healed correctly, so I had arthritis in my thumbs. So my thumbs would swell and hurt and whatever, and I noticed that they weren't doing that. And I'm going, what? You know, because I wasn't expecting to have results. You know, I simply went on Juice Plus because I knew that we were not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It was like a nutritional insurance policy. So I wasn't expecting results. Remember, we didn't have the research then. And then a lot of my friends were coming back and saying, my migraines are going away, or I'm sleeping better, or I'm not as tired. I'm thinking more clearly. My hair and my fingernails are growing faster. And I'm going, well, come on, that's dead. But then I recognized that, well, if you've got more nutrition and oxygen and circulation going through your bloodstream into the skin, then yeah, that would happen. So we actually had a lot of results. I had three kids, and the one that was 10 years old, he always had asthma, okay, from the day he was born. He was my sickest child. The other two were pretty healthy. But he had asthma, he had croup, he had ear infections, sore throats. If you look at his medical records, you would see that he had been to the doctor just about every month or two from the day he was born, right? Well, he got started on Juice Plus at age 10, and I got to tell you, he's never used his inhaler for asthma ever again. And when I think about his self-esteem, because you know, he was always in sports, and because he actually was a pretty strong, strapping young boy, but always during practice or games, he'd have to come off the field and use an inhaler. And I'll tell you, the coaches and the other kids, they're kind of not very nice to little boys that have asthma. So I always think about the blessing of how his self-esteem improved from that point on. Anyway, I could go on and on, but the rest of the story was, yes, I started sharing Juice Plus. And I really didn't understand the business. I wasn't planning on building team, but team appeared because the customers really reached a point in education where ethically and morally they just couldn't help it. They were telling other people. So they were coming on as teammates. And I got to the national marketing director position in 18 months. I was at a six-figure income within the next year. And now you're just not going to believe it, especially once you get to know me. But I think I'm still the top female income earner in this whole company worldwide. And yet our team, the team that you're joining, oh my gosh, you guys have to know that, you know, our team, 99.9% of our team members would bring up Juice Plus whether they made a dime. I mean, we are very, very ministry driven. It has been the journey of a lifetime these past 20 years. And our lifestyle has changed up. It's just amazing. But I'll let you go now because we will be talking in person. But I was hoping that you would hear my heart, and wherever you are, I want to make sure that you know that you're acceptable as you are. We have almost 100 national marketing directors on our team, and yet they come from every socioeconomic background. They're tall, short, young, old, fat, thin, sick, well. I mean, we have every kind of personality, introverts, extroverts. So whoever you are, I think that you were handpicked to be on this team. You're a blessing, whether you do a little bit or a lot. You can go at your own pace. And yet, why not you? Why not you get started on the fast track and get those bonuses along the way and have the fun of learning? Because that's what those bonuses represent, is our company is paying us to learn. And they're paying the sponsor even as we help you to achieve different levels, because they want education and all of that to be a big part and the sense of community. So I'm loving you. This message is way too long, but I can't help it. There's so much I want to share with you, but we'll do that one-on-one down the road, okay? Welcome to our team.